John Cusack, I hope riots last till Trump flies away in a fucking helicopter. By David Ng and Jerome Hudson on May 30, 2020. Cities around the country saw violent protests Friday night. Businesses were burned to the ground. Many were injured and the White House had to go on partial lockdown. That's not enough for actor John Cusack. A man was killed Friday night during a Detroit protest that turned violent. A contract security officer for the Federal Protective Service was killed in Oakland, California, Friday night. A man died on Saturday after being dragged by a FedEx truck in downtown St. Louis, Missouri, where rioters had ravaged the city. Protests turned violent in Portland, Oregon. A police officer in Los Angeles was beaten by rioters. And across the country, at least 200 rioters were arrested in New York City. Rioters vandalized CNN's Atlanta offices. And in Denver, Colorado, rioters clashed with police through the night. It's likely that John Cusack's palatial neighborhood isn't burning down. But this woman's did. And Cusack is encouraging those who set this woman's community on fire to keep fanning the flames. Watch below. That's right. The Say Anything star is encouraging rioters and looters to keep up the chaos until President Donald Trump is driven from the White House. I hope this keeps us till Trump flies away in a fucking helicopter. It's time, Cusack tweeted early Saturday as riots still engulfed a number of cities. People should not swallow another moment of fascism. Cusack added, fight till he is gone. Actor James Cromwell retweeted Cusack's call for rioting. Twitter prohibits calls to violence and the glorification of violence on its platform. The social media giant has even censored tweets from President Trump in the White House. But as of early Saturday afternoon, Cusack's tweet encouraging rioting hasn't been flagged in any way. On Saturday, President Trump praised U.S. Secret Service personnel who successfully protected the White House when rioters descended on Pennsylvania Avenue. The president also warned that any rioters who break through the White House perimeter would be met with vicious dogs and ominous weapons. John Cusack, who endorsed Bernie Sanders' failed bid for the presidency, recently called for Congress to once again take up impeachment proceedings against President Trump over the coronavirus. We need to remove Trump from power to save lives, the Hollywood star wrote in March. Impeach him again. He also told President Trump to rot in hell for scolding an NBC News reporter Peter Alexander during a White House press conference on the coronavirus pandemic. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.